Kuta Sikha is Chelik Yudches, Parsha Korach, Sikha Aleph, a summary of the Sikha. And the way we understand the story of Korach, if we look at it in the simple meaning of the Psukim, he's a terrible person that wanted to grab, made a power grab, and wanted to challenge Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, questioning if, whether he was, Moshe Rabbeinu had a right to appoint Aaron as the Kohen Gadol. That's on the simple level, but the way Chassidus explains it, Korach was looking for a very elevated level. That he was looking for elevated spiritual levels in such levels that which only are fitting for when Mashiach will come. That's when those levels will be achieved. But he wanted them now. So in other words, Chassidus describes him as a person of great spiritual status, but he made a mistake in the way he was carrying out his program and his insistence and so on. So there's a great disparity between the way Chassidus explains it and the way the simple understanding of the Pesukim. And since the Torah is one Torah, and even though there are different ways of interpreting the Torah, but they all ultimately are one Torah. So how is it that there is such a big disparity between the two types of understanding of who Korach is? There must be something, even in the simple reading of the Pesukim, that would reflect this high level of Korach as it's explained in Chassidus. So to understand this, we have to look a little closer at the story. There's a few questions that can be asked. Number one, the 250 people that joined Korach, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay, you'll bring Torahs, and Aaron will bring Torahs, we'll see, let's have a showdown, we'll see who is right. How did they take the risk to bring Torahs? They knew that if somebody that is not a Kohen brings Torahs, he's going to die. They saw this happen to Nadav Avihu, and Moshe Rabbeinu told them that that's going to happen. Why were they willing to do it to bring Torahs at the risk of death? And they actually, Taka, did die. Another question. Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, I also want to be a Kohen Gadol. When he was discussing with them about the challenge and so on, he said, I too want to be a Kohen Gadol. So how does Moshe Rabbeinu join them, at least in these words, give them support to their position? Why did he say, I too want to be a Kohen Gadol? What did he hope to achieve by saying that I too want to be a Kohen Gadol? What did he think it would change for them? Another thing, how is it that Korach challenged Moshe? Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that Gam b'choy aminu leilam, that Yidden would always believe in Moshe. So how is it all of a sudden Korach and 250 of the leaders of the Jewish people challenge whether Moshe Rabbeinu had a right to appoint Aaron? That's not believing in Moshe. How did that happen? And the answer is that Korach was not challenging Moshe. He knew that when Moshe appointed Aaron, Hashem had told him to appoint him. What he was saying was that it's possible that even though Hashem said that Aaron should be the Kohen Gadol, we could change Hashem's mind. We've seen this happen before. The Eved decided that he wanted to kill all the Jews because of the Chet HaEgel. Through prayer, Moshe Rabbeinu changed his mind. The Eved wanted to wipe out the Jewish people by the Meraglim. Moshe Rabbeinu prayed on their behalf and he changed his mind. And in regards to Kahuna itself, at the beginning the Eved wanted that the Bechayrim should be the Kayanim. Because they sinned in the Egel, therefore Hashem changed his mind and he made the Kayanim. The Bnei Aaron became the Kayanim. The Levium became the Levium and the Bnei Aaron became the Kayanim. So we've seen that you can change Kahuna. Even Kahuna can be changed. And Korach came along and he said, Aaron was the one that was involved in some way in the Chet HaEgel. He was the one that was leading certain parts of it. Of course, he didn't mean to be part of the Chet HaEgel, but he was involved. And he was the one, as the Pasuk says, that he exposed the Yidden to disgrace. So therefore, he said, Aaron doesn't belong there. We could change Hashem and it should. And I, said Korach, I am completely innocent in the Chet HaEgel. So let's get Hashem to change his mind and take it away from Aaron, who was involved in the Chet HaEgel, and give it to me. That's what he felt. What about the 250 people? They said, not like Korach wanted to take the kahuna away from Aaron and that he should have it. The 250 people said, no, let's just do a rotation. We'll all be Kohanim Gedolim. It shouldn't be only Aaron. We will all share that position. Why did they want that position? What was so important to them that they should be Kohanim Gedolim? They said, we want to be Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kohen Gadol is someone that is very close to Hashem. We want to experience that too. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, yes, I too want it. This is something that is a good thing to want. But in fact, you can only be one Kohen Gadol. The Eibusha said one Kohen Gadol, and that's all that there is. But they had such a strong desire for it. So they decided that even though they will die as a result of bringing the Ketores, but it's worth it for them just to be able to experience being a Kohen on that level, even for one moment. They're willing to give their lives for that moment of experience of being a Kohen Gadol, similar to what we find that in the second Beis HaMikdash, there were many hundreds of Kohen Gadol, Kohenim Gdolim, throughout that period. Why? Because each year they sold the position to people that were unworthy, and so each year another Kohen Gadol was appointed, and he died during the year because he wasn't worthy of going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the new Kohen Gadol that was vying for the position, he was paying money to get the position, he knew that he didn't deserve it, so he knew what happened to the guy from last year and the guy from the year before. Why was he doing it? He knew he was going to die. But it was he wanted that experience of standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the presence of Hashem on Yom Kippur. It was worth it to die just to have that experience. In the same way, the 250 people, they also wanted that experience of being Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies, even for just a few moments. Which explains, even in the simple reading of the story, that they were all looking for some elevated status. Why is it that they suddenly decided that it's everyone, every Yid should be a Kohen Gadol? Where did they get that idea that every Yid can be a Kohen Gadol? Because as the Baal HaTurim says, that when it says in the Pasuk, Va'atem tiyu li mamleches kohenim v'goy kodesh, which Hashem said by Matan Torah, so he says, the Baal HaTurim says that at that moment every Yid was elevated to the status of a Kohen Gadol. It's only that because of the Chet Eitz Hadas, the Chet of the Eagle, that they lost that status. So Kairach HaBadase said, it wasn't only Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron that were there by Matan Torah. Every Yid heard Matan Torah. Every Yid was elevated to the status of a Kohen Gadol. Of course, we lost it. But it means that every Yid is Shayach to it. So we would like to regain that position too. Which is the reason why our parsha is called by the name of Kairach, and it doesn't emphasize that Kairach argued in the name of the parsha. It's just called Kairach, as if there was something neutral about Kairach. And the reason is because the lesson of Kairach is not only a negative one, don't do what Kairach did, but the lesson is also that you should want what Kairach wanted. As Moshe Rabbeinu said, I too want to be a Kohen Gadol. Now, in this desire to be something higher than we are already, we find an interesting contradiction. The Rambam says that every person, any Yid that wants to be like a Levi, that he separates himself from doing the things that other people do, and he wants to stand on a higher level and serve Hashem and be dedicated to serving Hashem, becomes a Levi and becomes Kodesh HaKadoshim himself. When it comes to the Kohen Gadol, it doesn't say anywhere that a Yid should strive and want to become a Kohen Gadol. You can't become a Kohen Gadol. That's the lesson of our parsha. Not everybody can become a Kohen Gadol, even spiritually speaking. It's not an Avodah for everyone. On the other hand, it doesn't say in the Rambam that every Yid should want to become a Levi. It just says anyone who wants to, someone who is given, taken by the Spirit that he wants to become a Levi, can do so. By a Kohen Gadol, it says, as Moshe Rabbeinu said, I too want to. In other words, that it's something that every Yid should strive to want to be a Kohen Gadol, even though it's not something that anyone can achieve, only one Kohen Gadol, even spiritually. So we see this contradictory thing. By a Levi, everyone can achieve it, but not everyone is instructed to want to do so. By the Kohen Gadol, nobody can achieve it, but everyone is instructed to want to do so. Why the contradiction? So the explanation is there are three different ways in which a Yid serve Hashem. There are people that serve Hashem through mitzvahs. They deal with the world and they elevate the world. That's their way of serving Hashem. Then there are Yidin that serve Hashem through Torah. Torah is something which transcends the world. Even as the Torah came down into the world, it still transcends essentially the world. As it says, Divrei Torah Eina Mekablim Tumah, that Torah can never become Tamei, therefore a person that is Tamei is allowed to study Torah because it doesn't affect the Torah. So in other words, Torah is always elevated from the world, and somebody that wants to be dedicated to Torah is also it calls out within him a need to separate himself from the world and dedicate himself to the study of Torah. Then there is the avodah of Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh means a person that is so essentially bound up by Hashem that it transcends any kind of calculations of mitzvahs or Torah. It's something which is essential to the soul and it transcends both of them. And these three types of avodah reflect different categories of yid. The regular yid, the standard yid, is a person that is involved in the doing of mitzvahs and in, with all of its surrounding levels and so on. Kol masecha yilu shem shemayim, b'chol derchecha de'eyu, and so on. That is what the regular yid does. Then there is Shevet Levi. They are removed and they elevate themselves to a higher level, similar to the Mari Torah, to somebody who is dedicated to the study of Torah and therefore is not involved in worldly matters. Then there is the avodah of the Kohen, especially the Kohen Gadol, who is not allowed to leave Yerushalayim and sometimes not allowed to leave the Beis HaMikdash at all, meaning that he is in close contact with the Eibishter at all times. And even on Yom Kippur, he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which means that he is absolutely united with Hashem. That's an expression of absolute Mesiras Nefesh, what Mesiras Nefesh means, that someone is connected and attached to Hashem in his very core, and that's the Kohen Gadol. And that explains the question that we asked before. The Levi, which means somebody who is dedicated to Torah and separates himself from the world, that's not something for everybody. It's not something that everybody has to strive for. Most yidden have to be involved in the doing of mitzvahs, because through mitzvahs, that's how we make a dir v'tachtein, and that's how we elevate the world. That's the purpose of the creation. But if somebody wants to, as the Rambam says, you can dedicate yourself to be a mar Torah, to be involved and remove yourself from the world and be dedicated to the study of Torah. On the other hand, the status of a Kohen Gadol is not something that everybody... You can't live in the level of Mesiras Nefesh and be in constant contact and attachment to Hashem on a regular basis. That's not something that that people can do. And therefore, it's not something that you should strive to do. It's not something you can achieve. It's only a specific type of avodah for the Kohen Gadol. On the other hand, every yid, whether your avodah is in doing mitzvahs or whether your avodah is in studying Torah, dedicated to the study of Torah, what's behind it all is the desire to be connected to Hashem. That's something that should be in everyone's mind. That's something that elevates everyone's avodah. Whatever avodah you do, that has to be what animates your avodah and what gives you chayas and what makes your avodah worthwhile and what makes your avodah, and I shouldn't say worthwhile, but makes it much greater than it could be, than it normally would be. And that's what transformed your avodah. Whether your avodah is working in the world, that the world doesn't become the purpose. The purpose is connecting to the Eibishter through the world. And if you're studying Torah, it's not the purpose is not to separate yourself from the world. It's just because you want to be attached to Hashem. And if that's what drives all of your that rotzen, that reitze bekach, is what drives your avodah, then we will soon reach when this will truly will be the avodah of every single yid, the inyan mesiras nefesh, as the Pala Turim says, that the status of a kohen gadol will be returned to every yid after Mashiach comes, and we will all be kohenim gedolim.